This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A couple of things happening at the Galesburg Public Library, including the possibility that, at least in some cases, you may not ever have to pay a fine ever again. Again, in some cases. We're going to talk about that and some other things with Zach Holt, the relatively new director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, Will, and thank you to the listeners of Galesburg.
Glad to have you here for sure. You've been here in town how long now? Just a few months?
Oh, gosh, like 5 months or so.
How's it gone?
Nothing's burned down so far.
Well, you shouldn't probably say that in that library, since that, of course, replaced a burned down facility.
But, right.
You know, that's all right. But I'm glad things are going well for you so far. Sounds like you're starting to make some changes already here, at least in some areas, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The big one we wanted to cover today was the change in fines, because one of the things I've noticed, not just in our library, but in multiple libraries across the United States, as well as specifically in Illinois, is the fact that we have libraries that are honestly doing away with the fines. Because the idea that we want to penalize people for reading or just like nickeling and diming them every single time they're like maybe a couple days late on their book, that's not the kind of thing we want to get across. We want to encourage reading, not penalize it.
You know, I can certainly understand that. But on the other hand, I tell people often my first job was in a library. So it's not like the idea of issuing a fine is a relatively new thing, though, right? I mean, I kind of think of it when I think of the library in some respects.
Absolutely. The iconic image of the librarian hunting you from across the earth, trying to make sure that you give them that one 50-cent fine. No, I get that. And that's one thing we've kind of tried to move away from in the library industry because, A, there is that big image of the scary librarian, but also there's that sense that, you know, we understand that things are going to change. We understand that, like, people aren't always going to be able to get books in time. You know what? Life happens. I get that. So the idea of being able to sort of move past that library fixture and actually making it a little bit more accessible for people to, you know, check books in and out, that's what we're trying to aim for. I'll admit, we make maybe a fraction of a percent off the fines that we actually collect. But frankly,
I was just going to ask you, it's not exactly a revenue generator.
No, not even. And, you know, even if it was, I'd have to ask the real core question. What is the goodwill of Galesburg worth to us? And you know what? Whatever we're getting from that, the goodwill of Galesburg is worth more.
That's very true. So, I was going to say, most of the library's revenue anyway comes in the form of property taxes, doesn't it?
Exactly. Like, we are very well taken care of by Galesburg. We don't need to nickel and dime you any further just to, like, make ends meet. We're fine in that regard.
Now, there's not to suggest, though, that there shouldn't be, in some cases, a penalty if you bring back something late, because you're not doing away with all fines.
Oh,
here,
no. I wanted to specify that, like, when we say we're going fine-free, we're only going fine-free for non-new books. And when I say that, I mean that we are talking about all of the books in the library that aren't on the new shelf or that aren't on the new area of the library. Mm-hmm. Those are completely fine-free. Now, if you're talking about checking out DVDs or new books or audiovisual, we're still kind of trying to keep with that because those are a little bit more expensive than what we would be doing if we were just replacing books that have been on the shelf for a couple decades.
And DVDs specifically have been quite a surprising driver for a library, haven't they?
Sure. I mean, we've pretty much become the new video rental place of yesteryear. So definitely we want to be able to keep that going well. A, because it's a little bit more expensive, and also because, you know, we just kind of want to beta test this a little bit and move. Maybe later on we can move along to going fully fine free, but for the moment we kind of want to do things carefully.
So I imagine you've brought this before the library board and have had probably discussions on it. How have they reacted to this?
Honestly, I don't think they really were that upset about the idea. Okay. I mean, they trust our judgment on the matter, and frankly, honestly, like, we had just started. The original idea was to go with just making all children's books fine free.
Okay.
And then while we were thinking about it and we were talking back and forth with our library system, they're like, you know, it would just be easier for us to just do all things in the book category as free. And you know what? That's fine. I'm totally good with going for fine free on that one.
So more or less, everything almost to the left of the entrance is fine free. Everything at the entrance and to the right before you get to the children's room is could still impose a fine.
Yeah, though obviously you want to double check with your friendly librarian before you assume that something is fine free. I don't want anybody to be hit with like a $1 zillion fine and assuming that like, oh, yeah, but you said it was fine free.
What are the fines for the going forward for the new books and the DVDs and whatnot?
Those are going to remain the same at $10 a day over the due date. Okay. I think the way it works is that after a week of overdues, we send you a overdue notice. Like, okay. Hey, yeah. We'd like to get this back pretty please. And after 21 days or 3 weeks, that's when we actually will still charge you for the item that you've actually checked out and not returned. Because, okay. You know, this isn't to say that, like, this is a free-for-all for everybody to just, like, take all the books off the shelf and never return them ever again. There's still the expectation that you return the book, but we're not going to, like, nickel and dime you for the time that it's taken for you to get it back to us.
Okay. So if anybody has questions about that, I'm sure they're welcome to stop in or call you, right?
Oh, yeah. We are more than happy to sort of answer and elucidate on these questions.
Okay. We have a couple of minutes left, so I want to talk about some other things, including I think this is a really cool thing you're doing. You're kind of having a contest to design a new library card?
Absolutely. Up until October 1st, we are accepting designs for the new library. For our new library cards, they'll be sorted into two categories for ages 5 to 15 and ages 16 and up. And finalists will be determined by our library board, and then it'll be voted on the public which one that we want to utilize for our new cards. Obviously, we'll still be using the ones we currently have, but we will wanting to sort of promote and hand out some of the newer designs to, A, show off the support for the library, but also to, you know, show that we can give Galesburg a little chance to customize and a little chance to express their interest in the library.
Sure. I was going to ask you why you need a new library card, but by and large, it's just kind of a way to keep people active in the library.
Absolutely.
Right?
Keeping it, you know, brighten things up a little bit. So, you know, we've had a fair amount of submissions thus far, though. If anyone of your listeners want to jump in on the competition, we are accepting forms until October 1st, and they are available to be filled out in any of the desks, children, reference, or a circulation that you'd just pick it up and fill it out.
Are they on your website, too?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And that's pretty much open to anyone, right?
Yes, and anyone who's interested.
Great. All right. One other thing, of course, 'tis the season once again. I know you have a book sale coming up.
Oh, absolutely. Starting on Friday, October 12th, is our preview sale, which is free for members of the Friends of the Library and $5 for non-members. Saturday is, of course, open admittance on the 13th, and Monday is going to be on the 15th. It is the bag sale, which basically means everything must go. It's just $3 across the board for a bag of books. And on Friday, it'll be 4 o'clock to 7. Saturday is going to be 9 to 4. And Monday is going to be 9 to 1.
You know, it's funny how you have these book sales twice a year or more, and you never seem to run out of books to sell.
Oh, no. We are always having people very graciously donating books from their own collection to make sure that we can make sure that they find a home in the community.
And it's the Friends of the Library that host the book sale, but those proceeds really do help out that organization and in turn you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Friends has been extremely generous and helpful for helping to run the book sale and making sure that we get the funds raised to help prop up and help give us that little extra nudge when, you know, we need to get something a little extra or something nice for ourselves.
There you go. Anything else you want to talk about, Zach?
I think that covered everything.
Okay.
I thank you very much for bringing me on here,
Absolutely.
Will, and for giving me the time to have this platform.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you, and we'll have you back on from time to time.
Absolutely.
Zach Holt, the director of the Galesburg Public Library. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have sports and more coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.